The Bible is a compilation of 66 books and letters that make up one grand narrative, one book, one story. And in that grand narrative, there is one hero. Everything before that hero arrives on the scene is meant to either foreshadow or point towards or get us ready for this hero. And that hero is Jesus Christ. David, as we've been studying in 1 Samuel, is a precursor. He is a giant foreshadowing figure of Jesus Christ. And one of the problems we run into when we remove a story like David and Goliath from its context is that we can easily insert ourselves into the wrong character, and we make ourselves to be David facing off against the big bad giant. But we can't forget the context. David has been chosen by God to be God's king for his people. David has been anointed by God, and the Holy Spirit of God has rushed upon David to empower him. You and I, we haven't been anointed as king over God's people, but Christ has. And the Holy Spirit has rushed upon Christ and empowered Christ. And just as David rushed down into the valley of Elah to face Israel's enemy, so too, but in a greater way, did Jesus rush to the hill of Golgotha to face man's greatest enemy of sin and death and Satan. Jesus is the believer's great champion, the man who stands between. He stands between us and death. You need a person to stand between you and death. Your sin has assured that there will be death to pay, hell to pay. And if you are apart from Christ, if you have not Christ as your Savior, as your man between, then you sit there condemned today with no hope, and you will be defeated. You will die. You will face judgment, and you will be given over to eternal death. But listen, there is a man. There is a man who has done the fighting on behalf of people who call out to him. And what God is calling on you to do today is to put down your weapons, your idols, your pride, your sin, and turn and trust in what Christ has accomplished. He has already defeated the Goliath of sin. And just like David ran to Goliath after nailing him with the slingshot, David then cut off his head, so too did Christ stomp Satan, crushing his head, delivering him over to final death. We need to know that in this story of David and Goliath, we are really the Israelite army. And we have no business heading out to fight against Goliath, but we do have a champion, a man who stands between, who has already fought the Goliath of sin and shame and death. And where David lopped the head off of Goliath, Jesus crushes the head of Satan in the resurrection. As you pray today, please remember Hubert Aliaga, our national changemaker missionary in Peru. And also remember the Idoma Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria.